As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, April the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Lots of news today, some of it even good news. Certainly hard facts and workable solutions when we can find them and where we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. Or you can call in from around America and around the world at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. That's toll-free, 866-841-1065. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email and bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo., 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains again throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of that contact information can be found at our webpage, becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals break out above psychological resistance. The U.S. dollar declines. We'll talk about that in our market segment. Don Quixote's windmills coming to Nantucket Sound. That's the truth. Dog crap eco-science. We'll go into the poop, too. Adolf Hitler, Communist Manifesto, Communism in America, the Protocols of the Wise and Learned Elders of Zion. It'll be an interesting broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the whole program. Let's go to our market report for this morning. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $7.10 an ounce, now above the $1,500 mark at $1,501.80. That's right, you heard me correctly. It's $1,501.80 this morning. Silver up 75 cents, now well above the $44 mark, heading for the $45 at $44.71 an ounce. Wow. Platinum up 36 bucks at $1,803 an ounce, and palladium up $25 at $756. The metals are just skyrocketing this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far this morning, again, as of an hour ago, $1,497.30 for a low, $1,506.50 for a high. But at $1,501.80, your gold is up year-to-year $365.30. You're gaining a buck a day, folks. You got to like it. 32.13% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London had to capitulate. They set the price at $1,505, and it went down below that just a little bit. Perhaps it'll recover and climb above it throughout the broadcast. We'll find that out as we go. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Look back into our market report for this morning. Good news for all of the precious metal bugs out there. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading up $7.10 an ounce at $1,501.80. It's trading above that now. Silver this morning up 75 cents at $44.71 an ounce. Platinum up 36 bucks at $1,803. And palladium up 25 at $756. So I guess if you've invested in soybeans, you'll be replanting in the land of 10,000 lakes, but if you invested in gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and those sorts of things, you're doing well this morning. The lows and the highs this morning in the gold spot market, again, as of show open time here, $1,497.30 for a low, $1,506.50 for a high. Year to year, your gold is up $365.30. For a 32.13% return on your investment. SPDR Gold Shares, the spider on the corner of the web, that would be your State Street Global Advisors and Barclays Capital and all of that. You know, that's their business over there. The SPDR Gold Shares, the GLD, well, overnight they dropped to 0.91 metric tons. They claim this morning to be holding 1,230.25 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. They value at $58.9 billion. Big pockets, deep hands. Or deep pockets, big hands. Either way you look at it. Said it 1,000 times. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 65 at 12,267. It was green all across Asia and Europe overnight. Everything's coming out of the basket, nice and green, and green shoots everywhere. NASDAQ up 10 yesterday, closing at 27.45, and the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 13.13. 13.13, that would be like Metro 13.13, University of Chicago. Crude oil this morning up $1.50. That's not necessarily good news. $109.78. We're all scratching our head. Why is crude going up? We get all of our crude from Latin America and Canada. What does the Near and Middle East have to do with us anyway? Well, I guess we're just going to underwrite the cost of this excursion into NATO territory over there in Libya on our backs. Anyhow, the U.S. dollar index this morning, the big news, plunging 0.69 basis points, off 69 basis points this morning at 74.36 as the U.S. dollar continues to decline. The precious metals and all the commodities will continue to rise. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. This morning, we find the Canadian loonie up 38 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. at another new high, $1.05 U.S. So if you're going to travel to Canada today, expect to be pushing a buck and a nickel across the counter for every loonie you put in your wallet. The Mexican peso also up strongly, up 49 basis points, now trading against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents a pop. The euro up 130 basis points, exchanges with the U.S. dollar at $1.45. The British pound up 52 basis points at $1.64. And that Swiss franc just keeps walking away from the U.S. dollar, up 98 basis points again this morning at $1.12. You bought $1,000 worth of Swiss francs a year ago, you'd have $1,120 in your pocket this morning. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury yield is 0.66%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.38%, and the 30 is yielding 4.44%. The mortgage rates this morning, impacted as they are by the benchmark, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage flat month to month at 3.99%. The 30-year moves up from 4.75% a month ago to 4.78% this morning. Your prime rate stands, pegged in steel, at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio, cheerful news here, as it continues to go down towards that 16-to-1 area, and at 33.60 ounces of silver, we'll pick you up and bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's look at the market report out of Kitco News. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup, COMEX Gold higher, sets another new high as the U.S. dollar slumps. This by Jim Weckoff or Wickoff. COMEX Gold futures prices are trading higher on Wednesday morning and scored yet another fresh all-time record high of $1,506.20 as of this writing, and this was 8:16 a.m. Basis is the active June contract. Meantime, COMEX silver futures are solidly higher Wednesday morning and are closing on the $45 an ounce mark. Safe haven investment demand continues to underpin the precious metals market. A sharply lower U.S. dollar index and a higher crude oil price on Wednesday are also bullish outside forces working in favor of the precious metals. COMEX gold June last traded up $8.60 an ounce at $1,503.70. Spot gold last traded up $8.50 at $1,503.75. Of course, if you've been up on the Kitco website this morning, you've noticed already that some of the stocks, the gold equities, are doing exceptionally well. Freeport, Morgan, or McMoran, copper and gold is up 4.52% overnight, a $2.34 jump. Pan American Silver is up 3.83 at $1.40 above there. Silver Standard is up 3.44%, picking up another $1.17 in their shares. Jaguar is up 2.88, up 15 cents. So that's, you know, going across the board. Lots of interesting stuff happening in that area. Let's jump over to the Econoday calendar and pick up this Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps. Later this morning, actually right about now, the existing home sales report will be out. I'll come back and check on that. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have the jobless claims, the Philadelphia Fed survey, leading indicators, the natural gas report, And then on Good Friday, all markets will be closed. But however, the banks will remain open. So let's look at this report here. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. Okay, so once again, once you've taken your free ride with the realtor and you've sat down, you signed a purchase agreement, you're going to be finding yourself in a bank really soon to get a mortgage. All right, seems to be the way everybody does it. They always borrow money to buy a house. A scheduled increase in FHA insurance premiums tripped a 10% surge in purchase apps in the April 15th week. According to the weekly Mortgage Bankers Association report, the refinance index, boosted by a 15 basis point fall in the average 30-year mortgage to a 4.83%, rose 2.7%. The purchase index improved in March, according to strength for today's 10 a.m. ET release of existing home data. Let's jump back over here and see if they do have that report ready for us. And if they do, we'll look at that and see if it's, yes, they've got it. All right. So here's the existing home sales. March was, again, off the Econoday.com webpage, March was a quote-unquote decent month for existing home sales, according to the National Association of Realtors, which reports a 3.7% gain to a slightly higher than expected annual rate of 5.1 million units. Prices firmed up slightly, up 2.2% for the median reading to $159,600 on a house. Yet year-on-year contraction of 5.9% is a little deeper than the 5.2% in the prior month. Slightly more homes were on the market, approximately 3.549 million. But the solid rise in sales brought down the supply reading slightly to a still very heavy 8.4 months. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so closing out our discussion here of this Econo Day existing home sales report, here we're looking at about an 8.4 month of supply still hanging out there. So all the new new construction, the contractors out there building, they're competing against an 8.4 month supply of houses in the marketplace. So that's not at all too good. Here's an interesting article, kind of an unusual thing as we consider our North American security and prosperity partnership agreement. The U.S. Canada need to maintain extra unemployment aid, the OECD says. What is with this U.S. and Canada needing to do something together? Well, James Neuger, writing this for Bloomberg, countries like the U.S. and Canada may need to further extend jobless benefits to put a lid on long-term unemployment as the world economy emerges from the financial crisis. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development said, that's your OECD. Curious. They didn't mention Mexico. I wonder why. Long-term job seekers in the U.S. now benefiting from a December extension in federal aid make up an unusually high share, that's in quotes, of the 8.8% U.S. jobless rate, the OECD said. Quote, the case can be made for maintaining the extension until labor market prospects have sufficiently improved to prevent individuals from falling into persistent poverty. How's that sitting with you all folks this morning? Have you fallen into persistent poverty? It's like the story of my life. Everywhere I go, my persistent poverty follows me. With the crisis driving up long-term employment in at least 10 countries, including the U.S., Britain, and Spain, the OECD noted that most central banks are keeping interest rates at strongly expansionary levels, whatever that's supposed to be, in order to spur job creation as debt-racked governments rein in spending. Wow. Quote, while monetary policy is still accommodative, I mean, that's like externalities, right? Fiscal policy is constrained in many countries by the need to reduce large public sector deficits and contain rising debt levels, the Paris-based research group said. You pay them enough, they'll say anything. Any extension of jobless benefits need to be coupled with incentives and training measures. Sit. Stay. Heal. Respond. Anyway, to steer the unemployed back into jobs. We've got to steer these unemployed back into jobs, folks, and prevent them from lapsing into dependency, according to the report. We wouldn't want Americans lapsing into dependency after 100 years of training. They're pretty dependent already. Countries such as Germany and Japan won OECD praise for programs that put workers on shorter hours during the crisis. I mean, we're all out there running about an average of 32 hours a week for a work week in America. That means everybody's on part-time work. But Japan and Germany are knocking the top off of this one with shorter hours. You know, if you cut it all back, 20-hour work weeks, then we could have twice the employment, right? Sure you could. Some people would work on Monday, Tuesday, a half day on Wednesday. The other guys would come in, work half day on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and we could go back towards full employment on half the jobs. Anyway, the ability of these countries to cushion the employment impact of the crisis may offer lessons learned. that could help improve labor market resilience to future shocks. Well, future shock anyway, Alvin Toffler. U.S. Supreme Court signals rejection of state climate emission lawsuits. Now, this one rather interesting. Greg Storr and William McQuillan writing this for Bloomberg yesterday afternoon. The U.S. Supreme Court signaled skepticism about a lawsuit by six states seeking to force five companies, including American Electric Power Company, to cut their emissions of the gases that contribute to climate change. That's right, global climate disruption, man-made global warming. Of course, that's not helping out the Wisconsin farmers this morning. Not doing too good in Minnesota. Not doing very good in Missouri either. Got the heater on in my jacket this morning. Hearing arguments today in Washington, justices across the ideological spectrum, that's six Catholics, three Jews, said the Environmental Protection Agency was better equipped than a federal court to sort through the costs and benefits of reducing carbon emissions. I found some of these comments from the justices, the Supremes, rather interesting. Quote, Congress set up the EPA to promulgate standards for emissions, close quote, said Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She told the lawyers representing the six suing states, quote, the relief you're seeking seems to me to set up a district judge who does not have the resources, the expertise of the kind of a super EPA, close quote. Obviously, she wasn't in favor of the idea. The Obama administration joined the power industry in urging rejection of the suit, along with a related one being pressed by three land trusts. Of course, he was the one that was championing his cap and trade. Seems to me he's walked to the other side of the fence. The other defendants, including Xcel Energy, Duke Energy, and Southern Company, and the government-owned Tennessee Valley Authority, reported on this yesterday. But this is the justices speaking today. A ruling against the states would be a boost to companies beyond the power industry, trade groups representing automakers, oil companies, farmers, mining companies, chemical companies, and manufacturers are all urging the court to dismiss the suits, in some cases saying their members might face similar claims. EPA rules? Well, the states, whose ranks include New York and California, sued in 2004, invoking both state and federal law. The Supreme Court case focuses on the federal law claim. The states say the EPA still hasn't taken action to reduce carbon emissions from the plants that are subject to the suit. The EPA began regulating greenhouse gases from vehicles and industrial polluters in January. And so far, its rules only affect new and modified plants, not the ones that exist and are still being targeted by the states. Quote, there is no federal statute or regulation that currently regulates the emission of greenhouse gases by existing unmodified power plants, said Barbara Underwood, New York Solicitor General. She said the suit, quote, rests on the longstanding fundamental authority of the states to protect their land, their natural resources, and their citizens from air pollution emitted in other states. All right? Kind of a interstate commerce thing there about whatever drifts over your borders, whatever starts in Minnesota needs to stay in Minnesota. Well, without sodomizer, we don't know why. None of the eight justices hearing the case, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, wasn't taking part. Maybe she's got stock shares in some of these polluting companies. Today gave any indication that they agreed with her. Ginsburg said the EPA could reasonably address climate change incrementally. Justice Elena Kagan,
wow,
said regulating emissions, quote, sounds like the paradigmic thing that administrative agencies do rather than courts. That's her educational background coming out there. Big words, paradigmatic. Interesting. When was the last time you used the word paradigmatic in a sentence that you wrote or stated? Several justices joined Ginsburg in questioning whether a trial judge would have the expertise to fashion an order addressing climate change. I'd have to say the same thing. You have to determine how much you want to readjust the world economy to address global warming. And I think that's a pretty big burden to impose on a district judge, Chief Justice John Roberts said. Of course, he's no relation, but he seems to be pretty right on that point. Let's just hear it again. You have to determine how much you want to readjust the world economy to address global warming. And I think that's a pretty big burden to impose on a district judge. Here, I agree, Chief Justice Roberts.
Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just when you thought it was safe to come outside, the Cape Wind Power Project off Massachusetts wins the U.S. construction approval. So we got Don Quixote's windmills coming to Nantucket Sound. This article by Jim Snyder, of course, we reported on this back in July when Barry the Usurper created the National Ocean Council. And this article came out to our attention, but you know, as we discovered then, this project, this Cape Wind Power Project, they anticipate making more in carbon credits than they will from the sale of electricity, as this article is going to underline for us right here. The Cape Wind Energy Project won U.S. Interior Department approval of its construction plan in Massachusetts for the nation's first offshore wind farm. That's right. Comes to Europe, comes home to America soon enough. Cape Wind Associates said building the wind turbines, Don Quixote's windmills, in the water, they're not going to build the wind turbines in the water, a project in development for about a decade, been after it for 10 years, may begin as early as the U.S. fall. what other time of year would that be? The U.S. fall, it's kind of like the fall of the year, right? Well, it could be different, I suppose, if we were looking at the southern hemisphere, but it is a kind of queer way of crafting the sentence. Federal officials said approving the plan is a milestone in developing clean energy sources that will help lower carbon emissions and create jobs. That's right. We got a millstone right here. Although a thorough review of environmental impacts, we are confident that this offshore commercial wind project, the first in the nation, can move forward. Close quotes at Interior Secretary Ken I Love British Petroleum Salazar in a statement. Cape Wind plans to install 130 wind turbines in the Nantucket Sound off the Massachusetts coast. The project has been opposed by homeowners whose ocean view would be affected by the windmill towers and by local lawmakers as a threat to a sensitive ecosystem. All right, so they had all the hanky-wringers out there, but hey, justifiably, who'd want to have a $500,000 waterfront home and look out and watch for the next year a bunch of people erecting, I guess is the way to say it, these windmills, and then have to look at them for the rest of your life. The Interior Department, I guess I'd sell the house and move away, probably. I would. The Interior Department is seeking to speed the process of building wind energy products off the Atlantic coast. Salazar said today in February, Salazar and Energy Secretary Stephen Chu said development off New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia may advance when no environmental impediments are identified. Get ready, folks. Coming to a state near you. Taking 10 years to permit an offshore wind project like Cape Wind is completely unacceptable, close quote, Salazar said today at a news conference in Boston's Charlestown Navy Yard National Park, where he was joined by Cape Wind Vice President Dennis Duffy. And Dennis got off his Duffy and shook Kenny's hand. The department today took a step that may lead to a wind farm near New Jersey. Seeking information to gauge interest in shortening the time for development, Salazar said Duffy and Cape Wind has yet to sell half the power the wind farm is forecast to produce. All right? Let me just say that for you one more time. Duffy said that Cape Wind has yet to sell even half the power the wind farm is forecast to produce. That's when the wind is blowing, of course. Quote, we are confident the bulk of the power will be sold and discussions are underway. And you might remember and recall that Google is involved in putting together some financing to build the infrastructure, apparently, to bring that power onshore. Well, this is a rather interesting article, which we can close the news out with today. I found it to be enjoyable. Perhaps you will, too. Dog poop project in France seeks to turn feces into fertilizer. This by Craig Kopetis, writing for Bloomberg. Across the street from a bowling alley in Toulouse, a French scientist in a white smock unlocks the passageway to a hidden refrigerated laboratory where a centuries-old blight is about to be wiped up. Quote, show him Project Propec, close quote, said Cedric Cabanes, the president of Argo Nutrition SAS, a boutique fertilizer company with annual sales of 18 million euros, or 26 million U.S., which may be on the cusp of transforming a global industry that plowed 163.7 million metric tons of nutritional muck into the soil last year. The metal door swings open and the foul aroma of excremental experiment inside the chamber overwhelms the possibility of accurate visual observation. Quote, what we have here is Endomycorrhiza, the molecular detoxifying mechanism for a diffusive airborne substance with a 100-meter radius that provokes an immediate intestinal ejection at a precise position, close quote, said the microbiologist Tikam Ferout, saying, thumping the steel door shut. Quote, in layman terms, we've finally discovered how to make a dog, I'll just have to say, poop, in a specific spot, disinfect the deposit, and convert it into an environmentally friendly energy or fertilizer. I have to think like a dog, close quote. That's right, my friends. You get a little of this stuff that they've got here and spray it on the grass, I suppose, and your dog will crap right on top of it. Wow. The origin of feces is no laughing matter in France, where pedestrians can come upon little piles of dog poop on pavement in even the most fashionable of streets and cities from Paris to Bordeaux. France has 8.8 million dogs, according to the Société de Protection des Animaux. At an average of 22 pounds a year each, they produce about 194 million pounds of stools, some in public spaces, costing the country millions to clean up, according to Toulouse Deputy Mayor Jean-Michel Favre. I guess that's how he would say his name, if I were to guess. The Office of Tranquility? For the 400,000 residents of Toulouse, says Favre, who also is a veterinarian, the postcard-perfect southwestern town is otherwise soiled by 50,000 dogs that step outside to leave tons of their excrement annually. In tow are 300 sanitation workers, 100 of them with scoopers at the ready, spending as much as 33% of the city's 153 million euro sanitation budget on shoveling canine fecal matter. Toulouse has industrial quantities to offer, close quote, says the 50-year-old Fabre, who, to illustrate his point, is standing in a sand-filled butte de croix, or doggy latrine, in the fragrant Jardin Pierre Goudouli. The Jardin Pierre Goudouli, behind the town hall. Look, the deputy mayor says with a sweep of his hand, there's merde everywhere but in here. As Fabre tells it, Toulouse, Scatological Action Plan to clean up the mess and turn squalor into dollars began when he, in 2009, created France's first Office of Tranquility. The city's official grievance bureau in its first 2 years received more than 600,000 calls. You just pick up the telephone, go one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy, Office of Tranquility, I've got a German Shepherd pooping in my yard. Don't worry, dear, we'll send someone out to pick up the doo-doo. Monetizing dog poop, quote, the majority of the people complained about dog merde, M-E-R-D-E, merde, dog merde. Fabre says, quote, we have 7 dog parks, but the dogs refuse to use them. Historical research showed that it wouldn't be easy or pleasant to monetize dog droppings. The only successful ventures in this field took place in Victorian England, when the homeless wandered city streets to collect what was then called, quote-unquote, pure, or skitan, a noun in which the SC is pronounced SH, so that would be shitan, for use in tanning leather. Fabre says solving the problem required a fresh strategy. He called Cabanes, and their government, private sector partnership, was born. This is a public-private partnership. The duo immediately decided to attack the dilemma from the rear. Everyone was looking in the wrong direction for an answer, said Fabre, who began his veterinary career working with goats in Africa. Don't know quite what he was doing with the goats in Africa, but now he's working with dog bottoms in France. Quote, it's not the dog owner who chooses the place his dog will poop. It's the dog who makes the decision, and it has required a lot of deep thought and analysis to get the dog owners of Toulouse to realize it. Turdometers? Yes. Back in the lab, Cabanes reckons the dogs have tricked their masters into believing otherwise, inspiring the creation of what the folks at Pet Butler Incorporated in Seattle, Washington, call the Turdometer. The online gizmo calculates the number of American canine ingesta at the poop collection firm has picked up since 1988. That's 70 million and counting. Wow, that's a lot of ingesta.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So you might have to have a little bit of brown to get down in the green movement, but this is a good place to start. Pet Butler Franchises, starting at $30,000, and its business, with America's 72 million dogs annually depositing between 14 pounds and 30 pounds of undigested kibble, is a growth sector in the $70 billion U.S. pet industry. That's right, Pet Butler. Perhaps that's a job, that's a mom-and-pop business you could enter into, perhaps. You could get into the brown business. Toulouse has so far invested 70,000 euros, and Argo Nutrition has put up 180,000 euros. He's got a lot of money in doo-doo, I guess. Cabanes says of the project that will require a total of 400,000 euros to complete and market, quote, I've absolutely no doubt that our product will have an instantaneous global customer base. You can't help but smell the possibilities. Toxic waste. Gabain says that the American solution, a $10.99 can of poop freeze aerosol freeze, is not ecologically sound, even when employed in conjunction with either duty danglers, Snuggies doggy diapers, or the cinch lock tail anchoring system. By God, that would work, wouldn't it? When all else fails, just lock that tail down. Give it a cinch lock. That's right. You could make it to the park, and your dog won't crap on the sidewalk in front of your house. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, back in 1991, categorized dog crap as a non-point source of pollution, lumping it in the same group as toxic waste and chemicals. Research conducted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta showed that 1 gram of the stuff can contain 23 million fecal coli from bacteria, along with Campylobacter, Leptospira, and a boxcar load of zoonotic diseases easily transmitted to humans. The French haven't fared any better in burying their problem. According to a series of government reports over the past decades, Paris has 200,000 dogs dropping 15 tons of stools a day that cost the city 9 million euros a year to mop up. The city on the Seine has tried motorcycles with vacuum cleaners, the Pinsacrow poop tongs, Inspectors du Salubrit or Caca Cops, and a 91,000 euro fine for repeat offenders. While fines in New York, London, and other major cities have kept the dogs at bay, the poop crisis continues unabated in Paris. Miracle industry? Bacteria, chemicals, and pharmaceuticals reside in the feces of all organisms, Caban says. Quote, the key to making dog excrement a product is sterilizing those toxins and turning what's left into energy. Once we've done it with dogs, we can do it, get this now, with humans. That's right, folks. That's right. Maybe we'll just have a little bit of shitty spray and we'll take it out and spray it on the grass and drop trow and poop on command. Fairhoot says the initial tests getting 34 female beagles to poop as directed were 100% successful, and that field experiments, no pun intended there, at 7 sites throughout Toulouse are scheduled to begin this fall. Quote, the attractor is a melange of dog feces, urine, and sex pheromones. Wow. Careful where you spray that stuff, folks. You could really have a problem out front. Verhoos says of the product that comes in an easy-to-scatter pellet or in a colorless aerosol spray. Quote, I can't right now say that it will work with 100% certainty, Caban says. But if it does, Toulouse will become the center of a miracle industry. Not funny? Fairholt riffles through a pile of research charts marked canine olfactory studies, close quote. He says the data is the key to successfully attracting dogs and investment capital. Quote, then we collect the waste, detoxify it with the endomycorrhiza, and we have organic fertilizer, he said. I guess that's better than zoo do any day. Quote, beagles have more middle spectrum olfactory sensitivity capacity, he says. Dogs like Dobermans and German Shepherds have the best and poodles have the worst. Getting all of them to one spot is a question of blend. The science here is good. Wow. There you go. Perched on a stoop overlooking a colossal silo that's whipping up a batch of Oxofol SR, a luxury organic fertilizer designed to enhance the fruity flavor of white wine grapes, Caban says his 64 employees view Project Propec as a homeopathic solution to a growing global health and energy issue that others are just too squeamish to tackle. Project Popec is all about sustainability. The 53-year-old agronomist says over the machine's great groaning blades, quote, what we're developing is a business based on dog. He says it. You know what he said. Dog, well, the S-H with the... Anyway, people will find it either offensive or funny until they step in it. Well, that's the story, and that's the news. Of course, today is Adolf Hitler's birthday. He was born on April the 20th in 1889. Let's go over here and find out a little bit more about that. Not going to report on Adolf so much, but we're going to look a little bit at the build-up, the roll-up, if you will, to the European War, or the First World War, as it was called. Historical introduction. This out of the Encyclopedia Americana. You know, most people think it was all about the Jews, but actually it was really an environmental and an economic issue. And so that's where we need to start. Historical introduction. Wars, they start here in the 1950s edition, are invariably concerned with issues of great magnitude, although they frequently arise from unimportant circumstances. This is especially true of the European War, which broke out in 1914. It would be rash, however, to describe any or even all of the political events of the past as causes of the war. They were incidental circumstances contributing to an accumulation which rendered war extremely probable. Interesting, isn't it? No politics involved. No race involved in here. This isn't an ideological campaign. This is just follow the money. The direct cause of the war was the German ultimatum to Russia on August the 1st of 1914. It was that which converted a local quarrel between a first-rate and a fifth-rate power into a worldwide conflict. Of course, it had been brewing for a long time. The critical situation was created by the murder of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria and his wife at Sarajevo on June the 28th, 1914. Turning from direct to oblique causes, it will be found that these had been smoldering beneath the visible surface for many years and only needed a slight breath to produce a gigantic conflagration. All right? So these were just, the tinder was already in place. These other two little things were just the match that was dropped in. Quote, "No war, strictly speaking, is inevitable," wrote the English historian Gooch. "But," quote, "it requires rulers of exceptional foresight and self-control in every country to avoid catastrophes." Close quote. Now, these are not the kind of rulers that we've had in the United States this past 100 years. We seem to go out of our way to get into catastrophe, or catastrophes, as Rob Chandler would say. He had added that it was a mistake to imagine that the outbreak of the war in 1914 took Europe unawares. It's unimaginable there. For the statesmen and the soldiers had been expecting it and preparing for it for many years. You know, you just don't whoop up into a great European conflagration. It takes a lot of preparation. Can't say it took anyone unawares. For the student, the antecedents of the great conflict present some outstanding features worthy of attention. So I guess here we are in our internet homeschool classroom as students. We'll find some of these ideas worthy of our attention. Perhaps the most prominent of these features is the marvelous rise of modern Germany since its unification in 1871. Underline that, highlight it. This is the main problem here. The marvelous rise. The excellence of the educational system of the German people, their technical training, scientific research, and machine-like precision had all contributed to make them the most formidable competitors to the older and more slowly moving nations of Europe. Economy and production and skillful labor enabled them to flood the markets of the world with their wares. In the chemical industry, they were almost the supreme. In shipbuilding and in machine construction, they rivaled Great Britain. Their financial standing was of the highest. German capital stood behind the greatest enterprises, and magnificent German ocean steamships plowed the seven seas. There's the real cause of the war. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it?
and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 20th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The first hour, just a little bit of poopy news. Another financial news, of course, gold and silver just knocking it off, knocking the socks off of everything else this morning. Gold, as of this hour, is on Kitco, reported it being $1,505.60, up $10.90. And silver has passed and surmounted the $45 peg, now at $45.11 an ounce, up $1.15 in trading so far today. Good news in the gold and silver market. Platinum, palladium, rhodium all doing well today as we go through the broadcast. But now, turning our attention and recognition, understanding that this is Adolf Hitler's birthday. He was born in 1889. We're going to go into a little bit of a background discussion on the European War, which we know is the First World War, all right? Just to give us a little bit of a background. Then we're going to go back into the Communist Manifesto if we have time today. The World Hoax, if we can go there as well. Maybe a little bit from Nesta Webster. We'll see where we go. All right? And your calls are welcome. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. But as we started out here, we found that, no, it wasn't the Jews that caused the war. Well, it could have been. Depends on how you look at England, I suppose. But no, it was financial. Financial. The Germans were kicking butt big time, really putting in jeopardy the black nobility of Europe and England and their dominance on the planet in all things commerce and admiralty. No doubt about it. Economy, again, in production and skillful labor enabled the Germans to flood the markets of the world with their wares. And then it goes on, talks about their successes in capital stuff and the financial markets. Of course, that'd be the Warburgs. The Warburgs over here, and you've got the Rockefellers over, or the Rothschilds over in England and the Rockefellers in the U.S., all right, the big financial houses, but we've talked about all that in the past. German capital stood behind the greatest enterprises and magnificent German ocean steamships plowed the seven seas. You can go back and look at the Lusitania, the Titanic again, the things that were happening there, this huge improvements in steam vessels. Think about it as well from the standpoint of the mail trade, mail carrying. There was lots of subsidies being given by all countries to people who were building, designing and building, bringing into production steamships for transoceanic carrying of the mail. A lot of those subsidies went to the railroad companies as well. So there was a whole bunch of government money or tax dollars being used and diverted into these areas. And the Germans were just really kicking butt with their vessels. Above all, the German army was regarded as the greatest and the most efficient fighting machine on earth. And I'm reading right out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951. This is a very good article, actually. Whoever wrote this article, and sometimes you'll find you'll stumble into these. You'll get the most, you know, excellent, you know, academic research in these articles. Sometimes not. So you just have to read You know, run up your antennas of discernment and read with care. But here again, above all, the German army was regarded as the greatest and the most efficient fighting machine ever on Earth, while the ever-growing German Navy, created in 15 years, stood second only to the British. And you know, that was causing them concern. German settlers and commercial branches of German firms, as well as banks, were scattered throughout the five continents, and German blood flowed in the veins of nearly all the European royal families. The ubiquitous penetration and expansion of Germany became a world wonder. Her real and most profitable colonies were the countries she had never owned. There's a lot more to the story than sometimes we hear on the nightly news. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into this article again, the historical introduction to the European War, also known as the First World War, or World War One, the Great Worldwide War Part One. Lots of different ways you can look at it. I'm going to drop down a little bit in this, but we are talking about Germany here on Adolf Hitler's birthday. He was born in 1889 on this day. And continuing, he says, above all, the German army again was regarded as the greatest and most efficient fighting machine on earth. German settlers and commercial branches of German firms as well as banks were scattered throughout the five continents. The ubiquitous penetration and expansion of Germany became a world wonder and so on. Increasing prosperity not unnaturally begets ambitious and aspirations, ambitions and aspirations, which overflow the narrow confines of artificial frontiers, and this appears to have been the case with Germany. And one of the things Germany was really worried about was not having enough of a breadbasket and some of the many natural resources, the sources and resources that she needed. All right, so they were looking around the planet. They argued, not without reason, that a nation which had achieved so much in the past was both capable and worthy of much greater achievements in the future. Many of Germany's severest foreign critics ascribe a large share of responsibility for the war to the influence of Treitsky, Mommsen, Nietzsche, Frobenius, von Bernhardi, and Count Reventlow. Of course, I'm reading Nietzsche's Thus Spake Zarathustra this month. Interesting read it is, too. Anyway, Treitsky, paraphrasing what Luther had said 400 years earlier, that would be Martin Luther. Martin Luther, not Martin Lucifer King Jr. Boulevard, described war as the, quote, drastic medicine of the human race. The drastic medicine of the human race. He taught that the hope of banishing war was not only meaningless, but immoral. You'll find the same in Nietzsche's writings in Zarathustra. And that its disappearance would turn the earth into a great temple of selfishness. He also expressed the utmost contempt for the tottering British Empire. And boy, there was a lot of angst going on between Germany and the Anglo-American establishment, as it was known. Nietzsche instilled a new beatitude, "Blessed are the war makers, for they shall be called, if not the children of Yahweh, the children of Odin, who is greater than Yahweh." A lot of folks didn't care for Nietzsche's point of views. I find him rather interesting, though. It's a great read. If you haven't got a copy of it, it's basically poetry, but thus spake Zarathustra. Mommsen preached hatred of England in his historical lectures, and Count Reventlow and other writers issued pamphlets and articles aimed mainly or entirely against Great Britain. German fiction abounded in thrilling narratives of successful wars against England. Professor Delbruck compared the historical development of England with that of Holland, which, quote, without ever having been overcome in war, sank in the course of a single generation from the position of a great power to a state which is scarcely mentioned in history. The poor Dutch boy with his finger in dikes. In his sensational book, quote, Germany and the Next War, 1911, General von Bernhardi weighed up the possibilities of a European war with remarkable accuracy and stated that Germany must acquire more possessions in Africa, if necessary, at the cost of such a war. Now, again, at this time period, you need to be aware of the various mandates. England had mandates, France had mandates, there were other mandates around. And these mandates were basically just slave labor colonies. And including Africa. Continuing, the prediction of a final struggle to assure the existence and the grandeur of Germany is not a mere fancy born in the minds of ambitious fools. You see, the final struggle. That wasn't the final solution, it was the final struggle. All right? They really mix things up a lot, don't they? Come one day, inevitably, violent and serious as is every decisive struggle between peoples of whom the one desires to have its superiority over the others definitely recognized, close quote. In 1900, a book appeared in Berlin entitled Deutschland beim Biegen des Schwanenstein Jahrhunderts. I'll have to ask my German shepherd to translate that for us, but it supposedly means Germany at the beginning of the 20th century. In which the writer stated, quote, we consider a great war with England in the 20th century inevitable. Okay? This is between Germany and England. Of course, then, England dragged us into this mix, or we should say mess. 2 months later, on March the 28th, the same journal said, in the history of the world of the 20th century will be called the German century. The German century. In the Reckoning with England by C. Eisenhart, out of Munich in 1900, we are shown how Germany first destroys the Japanese Navy, and afterwards, while Great Britain is fighting Russia in Asia, Germany destroys the British fleet. Finally, the insolence of the United States is punished by their utter defeat, whatever weight might be attached to such bellicose utterances, their sources and the unanimity of sentiment pervading them could not fail to attract respectful attention. So some people were pressing, I guess they were out there, they were visualizing the grand success of Germany. Of course, the whole world teamed up against Germany and crushed her. So long ago as September the 23rd of 1898, the Kaiser himself proclaimed at Stettin that Germany's future lay upon the water, while the year before, on 18th of June, he had declared in a public speech at Cologne that the trident of Neptune must be in our fist. And from this, some people bring out the spear of destiny discussion and so on and so forth. But it's that trident of Neptune. Very, very useful. Trialectic. A three-part dialectic. Trialectic. I don't know if there's an actual term like that or not, but it's one I've coined. I use it. Reduced to simple terms, Germany aspired to become the Weltmacht, or world power, with extensive overseas possessions such as the British Empire is composed of. To promote this object, the Bismarckian doctrine of blood and iron was seditiously instilled into the minds of the people by the ruling caste. The German Navy League, the Flottenverein, or something like that, carried on a nationwide propaganda by lectures and cinematographer shows, while the numbers of Pan-German League, blah, 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 and it continues. Comes into some citations and some sources, but we have scarcely touched this article. It's huge. Huge article, and it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the discussion. Yesterday, we began about this very same time in a reading again out of The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst. I want to continue where we left off yesterday. But again, according to the new Talmud law of the land, this would be quite all right, and there would be nothing anyone could do about it. For this same honorable Louis D. Brandeis had a large share in establishing a united Jewish front. All this writing is all contemporary with that article. Has to do with the same time period. When he urged in his Zionism, that'd be pages 113 and 114, organize, 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 until every Jew must stand up and be counted, counted with us, or prove himself, wittingly or unwittingly, of the few who are against their own people. So, close quote, that would be the self-hating Jew, of course. Zionism. And we'll follow that out right after this word from our sponsors.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds,
and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Spend your life with Rich Dad Dovice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Voice. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So returning to our text here, this from a chapter of What Communism Would Mean to the U.S. I've just been niggling along here, reading a bit from it each day, The World Hoax by Ernest F. Elmhurst. This was originally published back in 1938, copyright in 1938. It was printed in the United States. It's a photographic republication. I don't know where you'd be able to get it. I'm really not even positive. This might be one of the books that I got from Kissinger Publishing. Kind of has the same look as many of their others do. Very well might be the case. Kissinger Publishing. But jumping back into what we've just been talking about, when we think about the creation of Zionism, all right, modern Zionism, then we need to follow it through properly, I believe. If we look at it from the standpoint, we could run all the way back to Shabtai Zvi and the writings of Rabbi Entelman, and then, you know, his capture and arrest and all of that. But this idea, he was considered to be the new Messiah for the Jewish people in his day. He had a disciple. His name was Jacob Frank, or Frank. And Frank became a house pet, if you will, for Maria Theresa of the Habsburg dynasty. All right? And many of his disciples became, you know, they're known as the Francus. And for all of the various ways that they have, you know, by deception they shall rule, whether it's taking the Kol Nidre vow or whatever. You know, so many Jews had to convert to Catholicism in Europe and France and other places. Some would convert to a Protestant faith simply because they were forced to do so, you know. And that was the case, no doubt about it. But so they would, a lot of the Francus, you know, or they could call them crypto-Jews. They were, let's say, Catholic during the daytime, but at night, you know, they were still Jews. And then there was this other phenomenon going on with the Francus. And they just, you know, openly adopted other things. They would be openly Catholic, even though they were, you know, Jew in the background. You might think of like John Kerry and Teresa Hines. Kerry. You know, many people think that John Kerry is basically a Francus in his outlook. So it's something to be aware of. But when we look at this idea of Zionism, modern Zionism, I like to run through just a mental chain of people to go and look up in encyclopedias, just something to help me remember the string. And it starts with the Dreyfus Affair, Dreyfus, and this individual, his plight, which brought in a guy named Theodore Herzl, who was a reporter, a writer, a journalist. And Theodore Herzl got really strongly involved in this process. Then, of course, there's Chaim. I'm just going to give you some names. These all link together. Chaim Weizmann, Stephen Weiss, of course, Benjamin Disraeli. Lord Balfour, of course, fits into this as well. Then there's Emanuel Velikovsky's father. He was an early Zionist. Velikovsky, of course, he was into catastrophism.
That's another story for another time. Then there's, of course, there's the propagandist Albert Einstein, who many say his wife was really the mathematician in the household, but he was a real strong Zionist promoter. And so you go through this list, and then, of course, you get the creation of this illegitimate box of rocks known as Israel today, all right? And you just follow it all through. But it's the world Zionism. You go back to Theodore Herzl and start in there. Now back to what Elmhurst is writing here in his book. Since the churches and all their affiliated institutions would be pronounced reactionary by the new United Soviet States. This is, you know, your America with a K, or just the United Soviet States, the USS, and then the USSR. Government, it would become of a paramount necessity to cast the American mentality in a new mold. And that's what's really going on here. All right, this is a war on for your mind, as they say. Oh, boy, and does it ever deep. So as to eradicate permanently the silly and the sentimental conceptions with which Christianity, the opium of the people, according to Lenin, the grand master of communism, had drugged the world in Christianity. And the origins of Christianity are cloaked in mystery. I encourage everybody to read their Bible and read it well and study it. But then after you've read the Bible, then go back and study the Bible. Just change the emphasis. The definite article becomes the book itself. And take it apart and find out everything you can find out about Genesis, then Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers, Deuteronomy. Go in and find out everything you can find out about the Gospels. Study the Bible as you read the Bible. I think you'll find it a much more rewarding journey. Anyway, continuing, because we call it, you know, it's this Oriental despotism. They'll clamp down on the people of Central and Eastern, Central and Western Europe in the dark, created the Dark Ages, from which we got the feudalism time period. But continuing, therefore, it would be necessary to remove from all American homes and prohibit from sale all sentimental pictures and statues, such as those of Christ and his followers, and replace them with pictures of real heroes, such as Marx, Engels, and Lenin. Now, I have a 1994 set of encyclopedias, the Grolier Encyclopedia, and boy, is this ever in spades. If you wanted to turn to the volume with Marx and look it up, you have a full page color, you know, rendering, drawing of Karl Mordecai Marx. If you go over and look at Chairman Mao, a full page color photograph. It's the same one you see on all the posters. You look up George Washington, the 1994 Groliers, and it has a postage stamp engraving of George Washington, much the same as you'd see on the $1 bill. And it has this little bitty article about George Washington, but it has pages about Marx and pages about Chairman Mao. And this is a set of encyclopedias that was brought into a public library here in southwest Missouri to replace the Encyclopedia Britannica in all of its volumes. And they claimed that the reason for the replacement was because the Groliers took up less shelf space. And they needed shelf space. Shelf space was more of a premium than the information contained in the encyclopedia. But again, it's right back to Elmhurst here in 1938. Let the people pray to these gods would be the Soviet dictator's order. For had they not been descendants of the world's most aristocratic race and the liberators of the working class besides? We look at this idea of capitalism versus communism. But any ardent researcher understands that not only were Frederick Engels and Karl Mordecai Marx basically hired pens working for the English positivists, but when Marx turned around and wrote his Das Kapital, he basically charted the course for capitalism as the antithesis, or we could say that communism was the antithesis of capitalism. There's just more isms, a beautiful dialectic being created. The synthesis, of course, is global government. Continuing, it says here that because, therefore, the influence of the church on the American character would be considered as diametrically opposed to the spirit of Judaism, it would be necessary for the new Jewish government to sanction and openly subsidize the Jewish atheistic godless movement, which is already well underway. You know, it's only recently that we started talking about this Judeo-Christian ethic. Give us a break. It was oil and water up until just, you know, set decades ago.
since the usurpation of the material world power is and always has been the central point of the Jewish religion, quote-unquote, the Jew has always felt qualified and even divinely appointed to place his David Star of materialism on anything within his reach. Interesting, huh? 1938, the David Star, the Mogad David, of materialism on anything within his reach, so as to temper the taste of those Americans to whom such a godless movement might not appeal, the various atheistic movements in which the Jews have played so active a part would also be continued in full force and made semi-official. You know, we've got the Noahide laws in there, Amittai Etzioni. You know, he was the follower of Martin Buber, got his education in Israel, came over to Berkeley, then went up, I think, to Columbia University. And now he's like, you know, the head of this communitarian league in Washington, D.C. and Georgetown University, etc. So much to learn, so little time to do it in. We'll be right back. Much more to come. Stay with us.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So it's appropriate, I think, to, you know, remember that what we're dealing with here is not race. What we're dealing with here is ideological belief systems. And I'll tell you why belief systems can be some of the most damaging things that ever came down the pike. the amount of peer pressure that's put on people to go one way or this way, you know, for a national belief, your customs, your tongues, your tribe, your treat, you know, creeds and traditions. There's so much. It really defines a people. It truly does. It makes a nation. It makes a tongue. It makes a tribe. But our belief systems have sometimes gotten in the way in the past, and certainly they have been at the heart, the warp and the woof of most of the wars that we have ever dealt with. Economic issues aside, you get the people all fuzzed up and ready to go with their belief systems. And so you can pick it all, you can put them on and take them off like a garment, but it's really difficult to do. You have to be resolute in your convictions. Once you have done your homework and you've really done your homework on something, it is possible to, as you know, the book teaches you, from such turn away. From such turn away. If your research indicates to you that you might be following something that would be an error, then by all means, you know, seek the truth and pray to be kept from error. Led into all the truth and kept from error. Led into the truth and kept from error. Really a worthy affirmation. It would be a matter of common observation, however, that not only would the Jewish synagogues not be disturbed, but money would even have been appropriated by the government for the erection of many new Jewish temples. This is in the Judaized U.S. government. We see that now all across America, and especially with these Holocaust museums. All this, of course, would be causing great consternation among the Gentile people of the former United States of America, but few of which people had taken any steps whatever to protect their nation and institutions while the Communist Party was still in its incipiency. So we don't even begin. I mean, it's through gradualization, folks. The new United States, or the new United Soviet States government, independence of modern scientific invention, might be shown by its method of constructing some important canal work, for instance. For as such as in the days of the great Solomon, would there not be millions of Gentiles, Christian American white collar convicts, available to blast the rocks and carry away the dirt, mere beasts who would be forced to submit to the rule of the chosen tribe? You know, if you follow law, legislation, and public opinion, you know that there's a lot of white collar crimes that are being created now. Not the crime doers, yeah, they're out there too, but now there's a lot of white-collar activity, white-collar crimes that are coming on. Now, next thing you know, our prisons will be filled up with the top of the academia and business world, and we'll have a truly two-tier system. Remember that the middle class that we speak of when we study the Communist Manifesto, the middle class is not the working stiff. They're the proletariat, all right? The middle class are those entrepreneurs, those people that employ somewhere between 500 employees. They haven't made it into the big time yet, but they are the middle class. They don't come by noble birth. They come by their own boot heels. And those are the ones that are the most feared by the black nobility, these ancient bloodlines. They want to exterminate and control the middle class and give a fly on Melinda for the many too many and the superfluous. The useless eater, their interest is in watching what's happening with this rising middle class because they are those that bring on the competition. Okay? Since it has become a matter of worldwide recognition that no other race is capable of turning out newspapers acceptable to Jewish low moral standards, it is a foregone conclusion that none but the scions of the chosen people would be trusted to control or dispense any kind of government publicity whatever. And if we recall from our studies in the history of representative government of Europe, François Guizot gave us these great three pillars of the representative system of government, where number one was publicity. You've got to have publicity. We need to know what is actually happening. We need to be an informed people. Not a propagandized people, but an informed people. We need to see the legislation, Nancy Pelosi. We need to see the bill before you pass it. Right? We also need to have a clear separation of powers, and that means you've got to get all the lawyers out of the legislative branch of government. Of course, that was part of the plan. This is the part of the takedown. That's why we go backwards. The cow path is well established. All we have to do is get up on that cow path and go the other way. Walk back up through the chairs, so to speak. And there would, of course, be no other. As is the case of the model state, Soviet Russia, no dissenting voice whatever would be allowed. Also, for the representative viewpoint and the proper historical evaluation of the changing of America to the new order, this written in 1938, folks,
Only Jews would be found to possess the proper qualifications. All right? Take a look at Bloomberg's website every day and ask yourself how many of those men and women that are writing for Bloomberg are Irish. All right? Only Jews would be found to possess the proper qualifications. None else would be considered capable of recording and adequately publicizing the marvelous achievements for the benefit of the people under the glorious regime of Jewish communism. All right? And for that, we can go back over and take a look at Germany and the Jews by Nestor Webster. I've shared a little bit from you. This is just kind of like a pamphlet. All right? But she talks about this idea of not being able to have any access to the media and the presses. Let's see if I can find it quickly. Yes, here it is. It is not a case of ill treatment, still less of pogroms, which would naturally be abhorrent to every humane mind. Such acts of violence as have been committed were shown to have been isolated incidents which any time of upheaval is liable to produce. In these, the government of Germany does not seem to have been more responsible than was the British government for the recent mobbing by Jews of a peaceful German citizen in the streets of London, an incident which was not recorded in our press. Already, the accusation of atrocities has been acknowledged by influential bodies of Jews to have been grossly exaggerated, and the persecution is shown to have taken mainly the form of a discrimination and a one-day boycott. And she goes on, but she talks about the press. Here it is. Those of us in England who have been subjected for years to a real boycott organized by Jews so that our writings are denied mention in leading organs of the press, our voices raised in defense of our empire, unable to make themselves heard through the medium of the so-called British BC, can hardly be expected to shed tears over this turning of the tables as natives of a country where anyone who has ever ventured to oppose Jewish interests finds himself ostracized and his career ruined. Or at best declared to be insane, a policy, by the way, adopted with regard to Hitler, who in 1923 was announced by the Jewish press to be incarcerated in an asylum as a hopeless lunatic, which we know was false. We who are under a dictatorship quite as rigorous as that of Hitler or Mussolini find it difficult not to envy a country where patriotism is an asset and not an obstacle to the advancement in literary or political life. But boy, get yourself branded as a patriot in Morris Dees, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Abraham Foxman will be crawling right up your stovepipe. Well, that's enough of that. Let's jump over to this. I want to pick up a little bit out of the Communist Manifesto while we have time. And just diving right in, this is my Penguin edition, Penguin Classic, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. This one I first read in 2003, but it was published, let's see if I can find it quickly here, publication date, if I can find it. Yeah, we should have a publication date here, 1967, paperback edition. And he talks about Proudhon and others, pretty interesting stuff. You can start just about anywhere in this. Referring to the Jesuits of Paraguay and to the Babuvists, he wrote, "The deliberate negation of property is conceived under the direct influence of the prejudice of the properties and concluded that it is property that is to be found at the root of all communistic theories." Property. At the root of all communistic theories. His remedy was a third social form, the synthesis of community and property we shall call liberty. And that is in Proudhon's book, In What Is Property, Proudhon, Proudhon, the synthesis of community and property we shall call liberty. So you need to be very careful about this liberty, liberty, liberty. In this form would be combined the freedom associated with property and the harmony associated with community. You could almost say this is the foundation of communitarian thought, Proudhon. But if Marx rejected communism as positive community, what other sort of communism could there be? Here again, Proudhon may unwittingly have inspired Marx to investigate the possibilities of a different idea of communism. For in What is Property, Proudhon makes reference several times to the notion of communism as a negative community. This association in a simple mode was the necessary goal and the original aspiration of sociability. For man, it was the first place
of civilization. Here's a quote. In this state of society where the jurists have called negative community, man draws near to man and shares with him the fruits of the field and the milk and flesh of animals. Proudhon associated the idea with 17th century founder of modern natural law, Hugo Grotius. And I've shared Hugo Grotius' writings with you in the past. Now we'll continue. Stay tuned.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System to today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so, blasting right along here in the last segment of today's broadcast, it's so difficult to get the progress that I'd like to get out of these books, you know, but we just do the best we can and carry it on from day to day. Proudhon, again, associated the idea with the 17th century co-founder of modern natural law, Hugo Grotius. And I've got a bunch of his writings in my library and I've read them. Very fascinating individual. Here's a quote from Grotius. Originally, all things were common. Excuse me, this is a Proudhon quote. Originally, all things were common and undivided. They were the property of all. Grotius tells us how this original community ended in ambition and cupidity, how the age of gold was followed by the age of iron, etc., so that property was based first on war and conquest, then on treaties and contracts. And we can see that this is exactly how, you know, Manly P. Hall's The Secret Destiny of America, this is how the United States how that came into existence. It was based first on war and conquest, okay? They stick the standard in the ground, claim the land for Ferdinand and Isabella, then America's Vespucci comes along, he sails along. Of course, we can go all the way back to the Icelanders, the Icelandic tales, the sagas, Eric the Red, and the northern portion of the country. But continuing along here, although then it goes on war and conquest, then on treaties, all right, and then on contracts. And here with the gem, the diadem, the great diadem, and the Uniform Law Commission, the creation of the Uniform Law Commission, and their great success was the Uniform Commercial Code. It's all on contract. We live in a contract today. Proudhon himself, however, set no store by this idea. What kind of reasoning is it, he reproached Grotius, many, many centuries apart, to seek the origin of a right said to be natural anywhere but in its nature? Proudhon questioned how the equality of conditions, having once existed in nature, could afterwards occupy a state outside nature. What was the cause of such degeneration? Well, there's a lot more to read with Proudhon. He really was brilliant. Dropping down a bit further here, the French Revolution had not changed this situation. Again, I'm reading right out of the introduction to the Communist Manifesto, Penguin edition. The French Revolution had not changed this situation since it had been based upon the sovereignty of the people rather than the sovereignty of law and reason. It's one of the great differences between democracies and republics. The people had continued to follow the practice of the old regime and Roman law, hence the division between wealth and misery in the present. But politics would become a science, and the function of the legislator would be reduced to the methodical search for truth. Proudhon hoped that the interaction between community and property might produce liberty, the third social form, but he certainly did not associate this synthesis with a vision of negative community. I've got to jump ahead now a little bit further. At that stage, the satisfaction of need began to require cooperation and the beginnings of a division of labor. We talk about this spirit of division, this left, right, Republicans, Democrats, Republicans, Constitution, Greens, Libertarians, left, right, the division of labor, the unions, the AFL, the CIO. Forms of scarcity appeared, division of labor, scarcity, and needs grew more diverse. Like a bunch of blinking, you know, ravens, our houses are filled with cheap Chinese plastic crap. All this little shiny, glimmery stuff. Needs grew more diverse. More objects of consumption began to be socially produced. As we went further and further into the Industrial Revolution, it was no longer the satisfaction of needs. It was want that began to drive the whole show. This meant that each contributor to the production process had to be apportioned an appropriate share of the product, necessitating the formation of a state as the institutional guardian of the rights of those involved as an agency capable of limiting greed and violations of property and person. Now, I'm just picking stuff up. Okay, that was from Honth, H-O-N-T, the negative community, and Tuck, natural rights. Whatever the precise combination of elements that inspired Marx's theory, what is striking is the extent to which his picture of communism, laconic and schematic though it was, reproduced the characteristic emphasis of this natural law approach, its juxtaposition between needs and rights, its conjunction of communism with the man rich in needs, its identification of rights with the allocation of potentially contested resources in an environment of scarcity, and its association of rights and justice with the political state. So again, we come back to this revelation I had that in the rise of statism, I should say that there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, as posited by Hegel and Marx and others, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And if you want to see that in practice today, just turn to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You can find it in many places, including the back of Black's Law Dictionary, 8th edition. And you'll see that in the last article of this Universal Declaration of Human Rights, everything that the United Nations gives in advance, and they're laudable, they can at once take away. Everything is revocable in this system. Communism, on the other hand, would not be about the government of men, but about the administration of things. Communism, or socialism, concerned a society in which the self-activity of individuals would be directed towards the satisfaction of need. Interesting, huh? Sounds a lot like what I'm saying. But there is a big difference between our needs, the needs of a man are endless, and our wants. Did I say that right? The needs of a man are few and easily defined. Again, just use the analogy. Take a sheet of notepaper out, draw a line right down the middle, vertical line, and on the right-hand side, everything I ever needed, and on the left column, everything I wanted, everything I ever wanted. And you'll find that trying to fill in that everything I ever needed, you can get done before the first page is used up. But you go through notebook page after notebook page trying to fill out a list of everything you ever wanted, if you have an imagination. But again, communism or socialism concerned a society in which in the self-activity of individuals would be directed toward the satisfaction of need, and that Marx stuck to this vision is clear from his critique of the Gotha program written in 1875. There he evoked again a higher phase of communist society. Here's the quote. Only then can the narrow horizon of the bourgeois right be crossed in its entirety and society subscribe on its banners, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. So it's a completely different thing, really, from needs. Once you get people, remember the article that we shared from the news, this idea about unemployment, the OECD, Canada and the United States, right off the Bloomberg website this morning, talking about developing a dependency, a culture of dependency, when people have to be on unemployment, on extended unemployment benefits, on and on and on endlessly. They start to develop this dependency. Their ability to be resourceful, their ability to be self-reliant, their ability to take care of themselves atrophies. It's like a muscle you don't use. It's like when you cease to use your brain, when you're no longer reading and researching things out for yourself, when you no longer use or consult the trivium, you know, grammar and logic and rhetoric. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You need to be able to act on that thing. But when you do your research, you need to have a good handle of not only grammar, starting with your dictionaries, determining the meanings and senses of words, going after the terms in law and in science, understanding them very well and how they're used. But then you need the grammar to be able to diagram those sentences. And then beyond that, not only do you have to do the research, then you have to learn how to write and how to express yourself. And we found out a little bit about that when we studied Deborah Bouchot's book, Legal Research and Writing for the Paralegal. You need to learn how to write a little bit again. All these things we can come back to in our future segments here. Become Vocal Local, this internet homeschool classroom for the philosophical radicals of the new age, where freedom is popular, remains our best hope. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening today, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.